We have a tradition that it's halacha l'moshe Sinai. Why is it that a boy becomes obligated to observe the taryag mitzvahs when he becomes 13 years old? Where does it say that? At what age in life does a person have a responsibility to do all the taryag mitzvahs? Mitzuvev oiseh. So it doesn't say in the Torah anywhere. There's no pasuk in the Torah that tells us that at age 13, and one day, and by the way, some hold that you become bar mitzvah the day before you become bar mitzvah. On the last day, if your birthday is Zayin Adar, so you become bar mitzvah on Vav Adar, because that's really the end of 12 years. Okay, so that we want and the 13 years. I remember we gave this shiur, this the three like when we first started many, many years ago. That's when he died. We're not talking about death, we're talking about life. So the bar mitzvah we accept as tradition that the bar mitzvah is 13 years and one day. The boy is born on Zayin Adar. So when it's now 13 years later on Zayin Adar, it's really the first day of his 14th year.
Correct.
Okay.
I had that at my bar mitzvah. Moshe had to open up. Somebody complained. What do you mean you're laning today? It's your birthday.
Right.
Yeah.
Moshe said, "What's wrong? Today's 13 and one day."
It's 13 and one day.
Right. He said today's is one day.
One day. Yeah. So you already passed. So you already passed into the next day. Because really you can argue that when you get to the last day, that's ready, this is the end, this is now 13 years are complete. Nixas hayom kekulai. So even though you were born, let's say you were born at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, once it's 6 o'clock in the morning, so I have now completed 13 full years. Nixas hayom kekulai, and now my obligation begins. We do not say that. And maybe you would argue more, really be very accurate if I was born at 2 o'clock, so at 2:01, at 2 o'clock and 1 second, on Vav Adar is when I should be chayv in mitzvahs. Because that's really the end of 13 years, to be precise. We don't say that either. We say that it begins in the beginning of the 14th year. Okay, so why do we say that? So pretty much when everything is said and done, it comes down to it is a halacha l'moshe misinai. It's part of the concept of shiurim. All shiurim in the Torah, kezayis, kebeitza, seves hagasa, all of the laws of shiurim are halacha l'moshe misinai, including in that category is the law of bar mitzvah.
Isn't the shiur shveis aris?
So the assumption you're saying very good. Gemara says shveis aris. Where does that come from? That's also halacha l'moshe misinai. It's also, so the assumption is, you're saying very good, the assumption is that in the time of Chazal, going back time of, is that when did a person produce shtei saros? They coincide. A human being produces shtei saros at exactly 13 years and one day.
So when you have katana to boigrish,
on the dot, when does she produce shtei saros? So the begeres has nothing to do. Begeres is not a matter. Is not a matter of physical development. It's a matter of time. She becomes a naira at 12 years and one day. That's the day when she produces shtei saros, and then 6 months later, automatically, it's a matter of maturity. She becomes a begeres. Now you'll ask that it's not necessarily so today, because today we see that different children, they produce shtei saros at different times later, some 14, 15. No one really knows. And even we do not even know what it means, shtei saros. What's the shiur of shtei saros? How long do the hears have to be? Does every single hear qualify as what's called a shtei saros? There are different types of, scientists will tell you, there are different types of hears. Some of them are stronger than others. So we don't know what this means. This is all a mystery to us, but one thing we assume is that in ancient times, people were much healthier. People were on a clock. Everyone was precise. Women would give birth exactly to the day. Exactly to the day, 9 months, b'diyuk, ad kedei kach, that a man would not be with his wife, because he would make a calculation. If my wife becomes pregnant today, that means that the baby will be born on Shabbos. So therefore, he would abstain from being with his wife because he did not want that his baby should involve Chil Shabbos. The birth and the bris should involve Chil Shabbos. He wanted a Sunday bris, so he would plan Sunday bris. That's how they did things in ancient times, because people were predictable. Today, we're no longer predictable. We're no longer predictable, not physically. and certainly we're not predictable mentally. Okay, we're not stable anymore.
Even we have computer.
Okay, but that's lucky. So therefore, this halacha. But however, even though it's halacha mishnah, there are many remazim. There are many remazim to the idea of one remazim is this week's parasha. Vayigdilu hanorim in this week's parasha, Yaakov and Esav. Vayihi Esav ish tzayid ish yodeya tzayid. V'Yaakov ish tam yoshev oyholim. It says the word ish. Ish is used in Chazal's understanding to refer to adulthood. You become you're a yelet until a certain point in time of your life, and then you become an ish. An ish is a word which we assume to mean you have a connotation that you are a chayv mitzvah. So you're a full-fledged member of society. The word ish is also found in reference to the two children of Yaakov, Shimon and Levi. Shimon, and when they wiped out Shechem, and it says there the same thing. What does it say? It says there. It says that they went out to wipe out the city. Remember the pasuk? What it says there by Shechem. Shechem. Vayichu shnei b'nei Yaakov, Shimon v'Levi, Achei Dina, Ish Charboi. So it says Ish. It says Ish Charboi. How old were they when they wiped out Shechem? 13 years old.
Wow.
Okay, 13 years old, because it says the word Ish. That means on that day they became bar mitzvah. That was their bar mitzvah. That was their party. Their party was to go to Shechem and wipe them out.
So Ish. That's what we know. Sure. You make the cheshbon, it comes out, but they were 7 months apart in age.
Ah, so how could they both be 13 years old?
They were 7 months apart.
So, but one of them was bar mitzvah on that day. It was the year of their bar mitzvah. Ish charboi. And here as well, and why do we need? Because the other pasuk we need, the critical pasuk is ish oy isha. The same word is used in reference to a person who does an avera. Okay, for which a person is chayav to bring a carbon chatos. It says ish oy isha, which means when you become an ish. Okay, when you become an ish, now you become responsible for chatoim, and we take that in connection with what we just said before by Shimon Levi, and in connection with this parasha, Vayigdlu Hanorim. Rashi says that until a person is an adult, it's not nikar his nature. When they become an adult, then it's noticeable what their nature is. Okay, now going on this topic of let me ask you a very simple question: why do we call a boy who is 13 years and one day? Why do we call him a bar mitzvah? A bar mitzvah literally means the son of a mitzvah. Why don't we call him a Baal mitzvah? Just like we call the person who blows the shofar the Baal Tokeya, the one who lanes, we call him the Baal Kriya. Okay, we call him the Baal Kriya, the Baal Kriya, the Baal
Ish mitzvah. I say Ish mitzvah.
So why do we call him? Why do we call him Ish mitzvah? And where is the first time you can show me in Chazal? Show me a Gemara. Show me a Zohar. Show me somewhere where the word bar mitzvah is used. When did this word come into existence? Did this word come to existence in the last 300 years from the Zohar? Did it come into existence 1,000 years ago? So very interestingly, he writes here in Rabbi Dvorkis the Sefer. This is Rabbi Dvorkis. We use this a lot. He has a whole bunch of Svarim on Parasha Halacha, the Parasha. The first time the word bar appears is in the Shilas Utshuvos of the Rosh. Okay, in the back of the Gemara we have the Rosh, the famous Rosh. The father, the Rosh was the father of the Baal HaTunim. The Baal HaTunim, the father. So this is one of the earliest Rishonim. The earliest, which we're going back over here to almost 800 years. I don't know exactly, 800 years. So in addition to writing a commentary on the Gemara, in addition to being one of the first Baalei Halacha, the Holy Rosh, he also had She'elos HaTshuvos. He has a collection of questions and answers. A sefer, people ask him questions and answers, and he put it in the sefer. And there, from our knowledge, from Oitzer HaChochma, from all that we have available today, the first time someone ever used the expression bar mitzvah was by the Rosh. In the She'elos HaTshuvos, you want to look it up in Klal Yud Gimel. And there's also another example, at the same time, he lived at the same time, the Or Zonua, another very popular Rishon, who is quoted quite often, the Baal Halacha. The Or Zonua was one of the Poskim of that time, and is quoted very often. He also uses the term Bar Mitzvah. They are credited with being the first people to coin the phrase Bar Mitzvah. It's not in the Gemara. It's not in the Rambam. It's not in a Zohar. A Zohar is much later, of course. It goes back to the Rishonim, the Arzurua, and the Rosh Bar Mitzvah. Now the question now is, why did they use that term Bar Mitzvah? What is that? The word Bar means a son. It's also Aramaic. It's not a Ben. Just a Ben Mitzvah. It's an Aramaic term. Okay, so I don't know why it's Aramaic, but why not say Baal? So the common answer given is, you cannot... A person who is a Baal means... A Baal means a husband, means a master. A Baal can get a divorce, and he's no longer a Baal. A Baal has a connotation that there is a way out. A child is no way out. You're locked in. Whether you like it or not, there's no way you can escape. Once a person becomes obligated in mitzvahs, there's no such thing as conversion in Judaism. Anytime you hear a person, he converted, he became a Catholic, he became a Protestant, became a Muslim, it's meaningless. It's nonsense. There's no conversion. A Jew is a Jew. I think by other religions, there is such a thing as revoking their religion. You're out. You're no longer a member. You want to become a member, you have to go all over, go through a process, whatever they require. In Yadus, there's no such thing. Once you're a Jew, you're a Jew. Once you're Jewish, there's nothing you can possibly do to take away the fact that you are Jewish. Okay, you have tshuva. Person, Rachman, the son does Avera, so he has to do tshuva. There's a process of doing tshuva. You go to mikvah. You're supposed to do certain things. You're supposed to fast. But those things are not ikuvim. If you don't do these things, it doesn't make a difference. So that's why we call a person a ben, a bar mitzvah, gesuntai, not a baal mitzvah. Another idea, it's measured by the other idea that's a bar in Aramaic means on the outside. You're an outsider to a mitzvah. You don't call an adult, a 14-year-old boy, you're a bar mitzvah. You only call a bar mitzvah a bar mitzvah. A boy who's 13 years old and one day a bar mitzvah. We don't call anyone a 15-year-old, a 20-year-old. We don't call a 100-year-old person the bar mitzvah. Why? Because the bar means you're still on the outside. It means you're entering. You're coming through the door. Once you're already 13 years old and 2 days, you're not a bar mitzvah. You're already inside.
You don't say he's a bar mitzvah, you say he's...
After bar mitzvah. What do you mean after? He already crossed over. Bar mitzvah means you're on the precipice. You're right there. So it's interesting because we call a bar mitzvah when you're 13 years old and 1 day. So it would be more appropriate probably to call a bar mitzvah when you're 13 years old and 0 days. Zion, you're born Zion Adar. And on Vav Adar, 13 years later on Vav Adar, that would be, so here's the day, the last day of my 13th year. I'm now bar. I'm right on the outside of entering into the world of mitzvahs. It could very well be, I have to go look at the Rishon, according to the Rosh, it could very well be, he held, you become chayav mitzvahs on 13 years, 0 days. This that we practice today, 13 years in 1 day, is not so simple. It's more of a modern thing.
You use it for 13 without 1 day for a minyan?
No, halacha l'maaseh, we paskin no. We paskin no. But there are rishonim that
do. The day you're born is considered your first day.
It's considered your first day.
But so therefore, calendar-wise, day before is completing the...
Right, exactly. So we mentioned before that according to some opinions, that's really your bar mitzvah. That's really the day when you chayav mitzvah. So we don't accept el halacha. That's not how we accept it. Yeah.
It fits in because after you get, as soon as you get bar mitzvah, they call you up for an aliyah. I mean, that's the minig, yamod echos. In other words, you're on the outside.
Right.
Yeah. But because, in other words, you're now eligible to get married. Until you get married, then you're.
So it comes from this idea where it represents the idea that you're coming through, you're passing through, you're on the outside, and now you pass through, you're on the inside. Before you, when you're 12 years old, you're not on the outside. You're not in the league, you're not in the ballpark. You're not even here. You can say you're on the outside when you're sitting by the threshold. If you're not on the threshold, you don't exist. You're not called a bar mitzvah. You have to come to the threshold. Now you're passing over. That is called a bar mitzvah. Now, we make a very big deal about...
From the night after 12...
What?
From the Zayin Adar.
Yes, the night, yes.
From the night. 5 minutes after that is a 39 1 year, Monday.
That's right. In the moment of sunset, the moment sunset begins, you already chayav mitzvos. Okay, now we have the custom, this is shocking, We have the custom to make a very lavish Sudas Bar Mitzvah. People, it was a very big celebration. A boy is Bar Mitzvah. A boy is Bar Mitzvah. We make a big deal about it. The day that he's Bar Mitzvah, you make a party, you make a Suda, you make a school Sudas Mitzvah, and you invite a guest to come celebrate. Where does this come from? It would appear, where does it come from? In the Torah, we don't have any references in the Torah. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah an event where on a person was Bar Mitzvah, a celebration was made. So the truth is, according to what he traces, this is a modern idea. It comes from the Zohar. Okay, it's a Zohar. The Zohar, who was the first one to have a Bar Mitzvah we know of historically? Yeah. On record, it was Rashbi's son, Rabbi Eliezer. Rashbi had a son, Rabbi Eliezer, who went. It was the cave with him.
Avelos,
Sudas Avra, 15 years old. They were 15 years old at that moment in time. I think 15 years. Okay, so the first one we have on record that made a party for his son at the time when he was 13 years old. We have a lot of stories in the Gemara about a bris milah. We have stories about even Yeshua HaBein, some say even Shalom Zohar, but about mitzvah, weddings for sure, Sheva Brachas for sure. In the Torah we have weddings, B'yom Hi Gomelas Yitzchak, a weaning party. He was 2 years old, Lefim Shute Shal Nikra, or he was Hi Gomel, Hey Gimel Mal. He was 8 days old. Hey Gimel is 5 plus 3 is 8 mal. It means he gomel on the day of the bris milah. But a bar mitzvah, a celebration with a 13-piece band and a choice of 3 different main dishes with a smorgasbord and you name it. Where did that come from? Rashbi. Everyone does not even begin to realize how much we're influenced by the world of Kabbalah. Okay, you think, oh, Kabbalah is not my forte, it's not my thing. You don't realize everything is Kabbalah. It says over here that when his son, B'yom Shanaseh, in the Zohar it is written, okay, the Zohar was only discovered, how many years ago was the Zohar discovered? 500 years ago was it discovered? Who even wrote the Zohar? That itself is a very big mystery, the Zohar. B'yom Shanaseh, Rabbi Loza Bar Mitzvah, his min Rashbi Aviv, Eschachmei HaMishnah, Lisuuda Gidoyla Shaasa Lachem Bikisa, it's called Besa Bikilim. You caught him. You think today's bar mitzvahs are lavish? He made a real lavish bar mitzvah with beautiful Kalim. Vaya Sameach Ma'oid. Amrullah, they said to him, Rashbi, what are you doing? What are you wasting all this money? What are you wasting all this money on this lavish bar mitzvah? Mahu Simchasa shall Rebbe Biyoim Ze Yoisim Shayam Amrullahem. Bishvil shall Biyoim Ze Yoiredes. This is what he writes. This is only Makar of a Bar Mitzvah. On the day of a Bar Mitzvah, Sheyoredesh Neshama Kidoisha El Yoina L'Rebbe Elazar Bini. On the day of Bar Mitzvah, it's Kabbalah, all Kabbalah. All Kabbalah Bar Mitzvah party. On
this was the day before, right?
No, it doesn't say what day it was.
We don't know when it was.
We don't know if it was 31 day. You're right, we don't know. On the Neshama Kidoisha El Yoina comes down to the person who is celebrating his entrance into the Ol HaMitzvahs. And in this Suda, it should be complete. This is the Makar. That's it. That's the only Makar. Rashbi, like Ba'omer. And his son Rabbi Eliezer, he was the first Bar Mitzvah on record. And the words are very powerful words. The Neshama Kedosha comes into the child. And it's a day to celebrate, and therefore, and then he writes over here. He quotes the Masechta Sofrim. Now, Masechta Sofrim, as far as I know, was written way before the Zohar.
He had tefillin in the chair.
He had until when was he Bar Mitzvah? Not before the chair. Let me finish up. We're running out of time. Okay, he writes over here. L'kabolas. Now he writes. He quotes it from Masechta Sofrim. Now, Masechta Sofrim is, when was Masechta Sofrim written?
700 or 800.
So that's before. So that's before. Is it before the Zohar? Masechta Sofrim is something which Lachara came after the Gemara, and Rashbi, the Zohar is referring to stories about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which was a Tana, which was before. Okay, so Masechta Sofrim is after the record. The Zohar itself was put into words much later. And it's recording what happened earlier than Masechta Sofrim. Because Masechta Sofrim, which came after the Gemara, it says, Halach, it's in Perak Yudches Halacha, it's also recorded by Mitzvah, Chen Chaya Minag, Toiv B'Yerushalayim, Ben Yud Gimel Shana, Mailichoy Mikarva Lifnei Kol Zaken V'Zaken, Kidei Levacho, they should receive a bracha. L'chaskoy U'L'spal L'lov Sheyizke B'Torah U'V'Masim Torah. It's amazing because today there's an obsession with going to Gedolim for brachas. Where does it come from? This is a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Achoyle b'sech beisay." Achman is a person as a choyle for an ill person. You go for a bracha. Stam, I want a shidduch. So you go to a tzaddik for a bracha. I don't think there's a makar for this. If you want success in chinuch habanim, you want success in parnasa. Yeah, just stam. You want just stam for fun. You want to go here. So you want to go for brachas. It's just stam is for brachas. So you go with a long telephone book of names. Where's the makar for this? To waste Gedolim people's time to go for brachas just for fun, wisdom, it's very hard to find a source for this. There is a source in the Gemara that says a person is Shechmanu Lutzan Shigesh Lechoyle B'Sech Beisai. So you go to a Chacham, why? Not for his bracha. You go to the Chacham, he should teach you how you should daven. Doesn't say in the Gemara that you should go to the Chacham and the Chacham should daven for you, give you a bracha. It's also, doesn't say that. You go to the Chacham, and you go to the Chacham, Rashi there says, you go to the Chacham will take out a sitter, and will show you how to daven. He'll show you what you should say, what you should be mechavin, and you daven for yourself. They're gonna give you a bracha, hocus pocus, it's going to work, it's magic, it's going to work. Doesn't say this anywhere. Okay, we live in a world, a whole different world today, a whole world of a new set of rules. So, but here it's an amazing thing. This is off the charts what it says here. We have a Masechta Seferim that says, what do you do in a bar mitzvah? You don't go to a hotel. You don't go on a ship. You don't go on a cruise. You don't go have a 13B span. You know what a bar mitzvah is? You go from gadol to get a bracha. Mamish, the real deal. What everyone is doing today. It says you go look at a Masechta Seferim. This is the back of Masechta Adim, Masechta Adim, and the different shasim now. The new shas they put in different places now. Back of Seder Nezakin. There's something called Masechta Seferim. Maybe we should learn that one day. And it says over there, there's a minik. The minik time in the minik. There was a minik to go to bring the child, the bar mitzvah boy, in front of Zakin v'Zakin kidei levarchai. That the Zakin will give the boy a blessing, l'chaskai, ulispal alav, and the Zakin will be mispal for the child sheyizke, he should merit b'toira uvemasim tovim. Amazing. I challenge you to find another example of this, where you find in a chazal, going back to this tkufa, Masech the Seferim, which is the tail end, and after the Gemara, where it says you go to a person for a bracha. You go to a bar mitzvah boy is taken for a bracha, and the first record of a bar mitzvah that actually happened was before Masech the Seferim, back in the time of Rashmi, where he made the bar mitzvah celebration for a su'uda for his son. Okay, now we're running out of time here. It's a su'das mitzvah. Halacha l'maisa is a su'das mitzvah. We pass that in Shulchan Aruch. And even if there's no Dvar Torah, it's a su'das mitzvah. Why is it a su'das mitzvah? So this is very, very kedai for you to be aware. There are two reasons. It's really, is it a celebration for the parents or is it a celebration for the child? According to many Paiskim, it's really a celebration for the parents. What's a celebration? It's the siyum, a siyum mesachta. The siyum of the mitzvah of chinuch. Parents have an obligation to be mechanech their child in the derech of Torah. When does their mitzvah end? Never ends. It goes on for the whole life. But there are different breakpoints. There are different levels. One level of accomplishment is bar mitzvah. Parents have trained this child to be ready to be mechanech the mitzvahs. It is a suda, like a siyum, and that's why an ovel is allowed to go to two things. An ovel is allowed to go to a siyum, and is allowed to go to a bar mitzvah. It's very strange. Why is an ovel allowed to go to bar mitzvah? You can't go to Sheva Brachas, you can't go to a Thanksgiving dinner, but you're allowed to go to a bar mitzvah. Why? They'll tell you, because a bar mitzvah is so boring. It's torture.
Today everybody
today, that's what you come today. That's what you come today. You should know that today a bar mitzvah is an impossible thing. It used to be beautiful things. But today, by a wedding, I told you this, a wedding, everyone will know they're interested. Chas and kal, the parents, you know, there's something to entertain yourself. A distraction from your cell phone at a wedding. There's what to be distracted from your cell phone. But a bar mitzvah, it does not qualify as a distraction from your smartphone. So by bar mitzvah, everyone sits there like this. Everyone sits in bar mitzvah. It's a real problem. And that is why it's a very new trend today. I've heard this from already a few people. It's a waste of money to make a bar mitzvah during the week. It's a total waste of money. You'll invite your closest friends and relatives, and they'll all sit there the whole bar mitzvah like this. So if you want to make a meaningful bar mitzvah today, the only thing to do today in our day and age is a Shabbos bar mitzvah. Because of this device has ruined it. Has ruined it for everyone. I heard it from many people, Chasher people.
They make it to some of those places in Borough Park, you know, the subterranean basement, you get no reception.
No reception. So they don't take those halls because of that.
What?
The people will not book those halls. They get if they have no cell phone reception in the hall.
Most of the halls are there.
They're not going to. They have to go. No, they can do. They buy a device for $300 and that brings the cell phone reception to the hall. And all about this. It's very simple. Very simple to bring. If you don't have cell phone reception in the basement, you just buy the device. You buy and you have an antenna outside, and it brings it into the building.
Another device.
Counteract. Okay, so
right.
Okay, so therefore, it is a pseudo. What's the siyum? The simcha is. It is a siyum. The reason why you go to bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah is on the same line as a siyum masechta. What's the siyum? A siyum of the mitzvah of chinuch. The parents, they were masayim a mitzvah. They spent 13 years doing a mitzvah, being mechanech their child, and now they've reached a dargah where it's over. That's the siyum. And it's also a suda for the child to a certain degree. Gadol mitzvah v'yoyseh, mimi she'en a mitzvah v'yoyseh. What did Rabbi Yosef say in the Gemara? Rabbi Yosef said in the Gemara that he was blind. And therefore, there was a dilemma among the gedolim. If a person who's blind is chayv a mitzvah. So what did he say? Anyone who tells me that a person who is not mitzvah v'yoyseh, he changed back and forth. He makes a party because I'm not mitzvah v'yoyseh. I'm blind. I'm blind. I'm parted from many mitzvahs, and I still do the mitzvahs. I'm going to celebrate. And then it's just the opposite. Put my carrot. Someone will tell me that assume is chayiv a mitzvah. Someone who's blind is chayiv a mitzvahs. I'll make a party because God will mitzvah v'yoyseh mimi she'en a mitzvah v'yoyseh. So he made a statement that the person that's mitzvah v'yoyseh is a higher madrega and it's worthy. It's worthy to make a su'udah. So the zachar bar mitzvah is. It's the moment when the child becomes chayav in mitzvah, he becomes mitzvah yoyseh, and therefore it's worthy to make a party. Okay, I'll touch on some quick things over here. Tachnun. A bar mitzvah boy comes to shul, do you say tachnun? Among the litvisha olam, you definitely do say tachnun. There are communities they don't. Meaning that. Why by chasan not? It's a very important insight. The reason why a chasan, you don't say tachnun, is because a chasan, there is a mitzvah to be misameach a chasan. There is no mitzvah to be misameach a bar mitzvah boy. It's his personal simcha. Very nice. We join in your simcha. We connect with you. But do we have an obligation to be misameach you? To bring simcha upon you? No. There's a mitzvah to bring joy to a chasan. There is no mitzvah to bring joy to a bar mitzvah boy. It's a simcha. And he makes a simcha. Everyone come, enjoy. Everyone come, participate in my simcha. But they don't have to go and be misameach. It's a very fine line. Therefore, a chasan comes to shul, everyone has an obligation to be misameachin. They're all extensions of the simcha. No one says tachlin. But a bar mitzvah boy comes to shul, very nice. Your achiv will give you an aliyah. It's your simcha, but it's not our simcha. The mela, you still say tachnun. Is there a reason to go throw candies at a bar mitzvah boy, a bar mitzvah Shabbos? Okay, there's a lot of things that we have to maybe move to tomorrow more, maybe not. See, is there an inyan to throw candy at a chasan on Shabbos? There's a makar that you're supposed to throw sweet things at a chasan. So by extension, the meaning has become where they do it at some bar mitzvahs, they do it as well by a bar mitzvah. So the truth is, there is absolutely no source to do this. And Adarabah, throwing food is never a good thing, and it creates a zilzul in the davening. So for a chassan, you have no choice; you have to do it because it's brought down. It says you're supposed to do this. It says source over here. You're supposed to throw. You're supposed to throw for a chassan. But there's no source for a bar mitzvah boy, and therefore this has been asked to many gedolei Yisrael, including Chaim Kanievsky and Rabbi Yashiv. And many other people, they discuss this, and they all come out with very extreme statements that you should not do this by a bar mitzvah. A bar mitzvah is not a time to throw a pekloch at the bar mitzvah boy. I know I'm talking on deaf ears. When I was bar mitzvah, we had pekloch, so who am I to say? But I'm just telling you what it says over here. It says that it's not the right thing to do. And Gedolim were very against this. Okay, there are other things. Give him a gift. Are you allowed to give a gift to a bar mitzvah boy on Shabbos? So some say, yeah, I'll be allowed to give gifts on Shabbos. For Litzarach mitzvah, it's mutter. So a bar mitzvah boy, it's called Litzarach mitzvah. Why is it called?
What? Show you the gift which you will accept.
There's a lot of lumness. Though I didn't appreciate this. It's a lot of lumness is giving a gift to a bar mitzvah boy called a mitzvah. Shockingly, some say it is. Giving a gift stamazai to the president of the shul, the treasurer, for their hard work, that's not a mitzvah. But giving a gift to a bar mitzvah boy, indeed, may be a mitzvah. That is a topic of discussion that has to be analyzed.
What? You're saying the day before the day.
So you're saying a good point. It's not bo bayom. You're saying it's not bo bayom. Okay, is the bar mitzvah the Shabbos before Shabbos, the Shabbos after Shabbos? The truth is, the real bar mitzvah, called to Aliyah, should be the Shabbos before. You give the bar mitzvah boy maftir. The Shabbos before, you can't lane. It's not about it. A kotel is not supposed to lane, but a kotel lechatchil can lead the haftarah. So it's his simcha. You always celebrate the Shabbos before. So really, the kotel has kedima for mafti over anyone else. A kotel, this coming week will be his bar mitzvah. He gets mafti,
and he. Say the brachas.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. A kotel can get mafti with the brachas. A katan can get maftir lechatchila with the brachas. In some shuls, they give it to a katan. The bar mitzvah boy gets maftir with the brachas. And in fact, his chiv is so strong, even though he's not a bar mitzvah, he can knock out a chassan. Because it's his yasimcha. We don't do this today. Today we do the bar mitzvah after. They still do before? Do both, before and after. We do it after, and the bar mitzvah boy lanes. But this is, because there's a lot more to say with Mishnah, we'll do more tomorrow.